This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts. Each week I'll bring you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. Julius and Julia Sanna head up two bands, Positively Africa, a contemporary African band that imports African culture and music to South Florida, and the Julius Sanna Band. They recently spoke about their musical influences and the challenges of presenting and marketing their brand of music.
First of all, the name, it seemed that people had preconceived ideas on how African music should sound or have heard it sound. And of course, in the media, in the mainstream media, I should say, they only cover a certain aspect, a certain angle of African life and culture. And so as much as we're very proud of all aspects of African culture and life, it just seemed like when it came to music and just the local music scene, it seemed like a lot of people were expecting a very narrow and one-sided type of presentation. By that I mean they would expect maybe just African music that is tribal and not very commercial and not very well accepted mm-hmm. around. You know, they would be okay with it being a festival or something like that, but you know, in a restaurant or something like that. Yet we advertised ourselves as an African jazz band. We like to also, a lot of smooth jazz influence mm-hmm. also with George Benson. And also I like the feel of Santana's music, which has been kind of a nice example of what cultural music can be transformed and repackaged for a bigger market. Is like, you know, you hear the Latin sounds in Santana's music, but it's very, of course, it's well accepted and mm-hmm. everything. So, and that's what we're trying to do with Positively Africa, you know, okay. Keep the African in there, but still. But as far as Julius and the band, so that's been, we still play a lot of jazz standards. And even interestingly enough, when Julius sing with us and we're out there, we still do the Positively African music in our set.
Positively Africa really emphasizes a lot more about Africa and bringing out a positive message about Africa through the music. And the Julius Sanna Band focuses a lot more on the modern music, the jazz, the funk. It's really just about the music. Positively mm-hmm. Africa combines music and a positive message about Africa.
Because Positively Africa has a bigger mission. So in the future, we're not just going to, our dream is not just to be a band. We look to go to Africa and establish children's homes, work with young people there in terms of, Kenya is just emerging, the economy is just growing, and there's so many opportunities. And Positively Africa wants to use the resources available in the United States and the West. And, for example, we'll go out there, do a concert. One of our goals is to get a bunch of guys, go have a big concert in Nairobi, raise money for the local children's home, something like that. That's really the drive behind what we do.
Both groups perform regularly in South Florida. Check out positivelyafrica.com for more information. You can learn more about me at artsradionetwork.com and follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader.